Osaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news on One Love Radio to present it. My name is Kondwani Maplanga. The headlines. Councillor Simata slams lack of action in dealing with sewer floods. UPND youth leadership highlights skills training, free education and bursaries as key drivers of youth empowerment. Explosions at Burundi Ammunition Depot killing 13 civilians. Malawi coach Pasua under fire. And now the news in detail. Zambia Must Prosper President Kelvin Fuvebwalya has criticized government handling of the sanitation and infrastructure crisis at the University of Zambia, describing recent interventions as delayed and reactive. His remarks follow a State House statement issued on behalf of President Hakainde Hichilema, directing institutions such as the Zambia National Service to address the situation. Bwalya also extended condolences over the death of a second-year student, Emmanuel Bwalya, stating that the incident represents a profound national loss rooted in avoidable systematic failures. Bwalya said the challenges at UNSA reflect a deeper policy failure where increased student enrollment has not been matched by corresponding infrastructure investment.
We as Zambia Must Prosper want to speak directly to the University of Zambia students and students across Zambia generally. Do not just shout, bally this, bally that. Take account, take stock, and ensure that the government is responsible. This morning, I was listening to songs being sung by students about how they have not been to the bathroom, and I'm being polite here, for 2 days, because there's nowhere to go. What we're going to find now is that students will now be moving into the East Park Mall to go and relieve themselves because there's no way to go at the university. I want to remind the president, when we were at university, the conditions under which we lived were not these conditions. And the reason why the first Republican president, Dr. Kenneth David Kaunda the late, may his soul rest in peace, educated us and our peers is to come and improve the situation and infrastructure for those that come behind us.
Meanwhile, PF presidential candidate Wheeler J. Modolo Emmanuel Bwalya says the death of 18-year-old student has sparked strong criticism over the state of Zambia's education sector, with concerns being raised about student safety and infrastructure in higher learning institutions. Mr. Bwalya argues that the incident highlights deeper systematic challenges, pointing to years of alleged neglect and inadequate planning across successive administrations. The concerns have been directed at past and present governments, including the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD, the Patriotic Front, PF, and the ruling United Party for National Development.
Zambians, time has come for us to approach the issues of our nation with a seriousness and an objective mindset. A government that cannot protect students should not even be allowed to talk about building a future. A government that neglects universities and colleges should not be given an opportunity to speak about development. Education is a backbone of any serious nation. And what we have seen is proof that the people in power never had a real plan. Zambians, mwebena Zambia, kusoko muli, open your eyes. Do not allow these people who have failed our nation, who are causing the death of our children, the young people at universities. They should not be given another chance to kill more people. When you neglect public institutions, you are contributing to the death of anything that happens at such institutions. And that should not be allowed.
Kamwala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata has called on relevant authorities, public health authorities from Lusaka City Council, Ministry of Local Government and the Ministry of Health to be proactive in taking action against property owners that violate public health standards. The civic leader has raised concerns on the sewer discharge that has continued to flood the entire downtown shopping mall, Rea Carpark, for over 6 months, describing the situation as an intolerable health hazard to both customers and traders operating in the area. Councillor Smata has wondered how health inspectors have not revoked the health and trading license of such a prominent mall for violating health standards. The civic leader has urged relevant authorities not to wait for presidential directives to act on routine matters of public health.
And what needs to be done first and foremost is to withdraw the health permit that has been issued to airing properties, as well as revoke trading licenses. Because before you can be given a trading license, and in particular a health license, inspectors have to ensure that all issues to do with public health are in order, so that the people that use those facilities or trade in those facilities are not in any way exposed to the risk of contracting diseases like cholera, which could easily spread beyond this location to other compounds.
The United Party for National Development, UPND Deputy Youth Chairman Trevor Mwinde, has stated that the party's administration has empowered many young people across various sectors of the country. He says the leadership of Haga in the Asian MI has created opportunities that are enabling youth to actively participate in national development, particularly through initiatives aimed at improving access to resources, skills development and economic empowerment. The youth chairman noted that from entrepreneurship to education and community development, many young people are now benefiting from government programs, adding that this progress reflects the administration's commitment to inclusive growth and youth-driven development.
After having identified and defined precisely who a youth is, the new donor administration started rolling out programs. Before we knew it, the Citizenship Empowerment Commission was also rolling out programs to the youth and women within the budget structure of whatever amount of money they had. They had not less than 30% for the youth projects. Then you would also be interested to know that in this country, Zambia, about 75% or 74%, according to the UNFPA program and survey, which was done in 2023-2022, you may be interested to know that about 74% to 75% of the farmers in this country are actually youths.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, is planning to introduce a mandatory requirement which limits lead content in paint to 90 parts per million PPM as required by the Zambian standard ZS 1185 to mitigate risks of lead poisoning, especially in children. ZICSA Executive Director Gerard Chizinga says plans are underway to convert the requirement of not having more than 90 ppm lead content in paint into a compulsory standard in a bid to protect public health in line with international best practices. Mr. Chizinga says effective regulation to create a level playing field reduces the availability of toxic paints, prevents lead exposure and protects public health. Now, the Zambia NGO WASH Forum has called for strengthened governance, climate resilient innovations and inclusive decision-making to address persistent gaps in urban water sanitation and hygiene service delivery. The consortium, which brings together 61 local and international civil society organizations, stressed that infrastructure development alone is insufficient to resolve challenges affecting rapidly urbanizing towns and cities. If it further advocated for the inclusion of the human right to water and sanitation and the right to clean, healthy and sustainable environment of the Republican Constitution. Speaking during a high-level urban WASH government seminar in Lusaka, Forum Coordinator Bubala Muyovwe Mumba, in remarks delivered on her behalf by Head of Administration and Finance Zamalungu Banda, said the 2024 drought emergency exposed the fragility of urban systems. Meanwhile, Mpatanji Namumba, Executive Director of the Local Government Association of Zambia, says public investment in the WASH sector